Now, I've brought something with me this morning.
What is it? Sonia, have you seen this before?
Yes, but it's a Christian book.
Now, when do I normally bring Christian books out? What time of year?
Christmas,
yes. Now, so you might think I'm getting a little bit old and silly if I think it's Christmas today.
Well, I am getting a bit old and I am sometimes silly, but I know it's not Christmas today. It's Mission Sunday. But I think the Christingle will help us think about Mission Sunday this morning. On Mission Sunday, we are reminded that we are called to share the light and love of Christ with others in word and in deed. But it doesn't start with us, it starts with God. Before we have a mission, God has a mission. The Christingle reminds us that God made the world. Which bit is the world, Samuel? Which bit of this Christingle is the world, do you think? The orange. The orange represents the world. God made the world, but he didn't just make the world. He loves the world. And he loves the world so much that he sent his son. He sent his son into the world as a light. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Now, we know that Jesus came into the world as a baby, as we celebrate at Christmas, but he didn't stay a baby. He grew up. He taught people. He healed people. He laughed. He cried. He made friends. But what happened to Jesus in the end? He was crucified. He died on the cross. And that's what the red ribbon round the Christingle, I don't know if you can see at the back, the red ribbon round the Christingle reminds us of the blood of Christ. Jesus died on the cross. We're called to share the light and the love of Christ with others, to tell them about his life and teaching, his death on the cross and his resurrection, and to let his love bear fruit in our lives. So these are the raisins. That's representing the fruit in our lives. Now, I just said that Jesus is the light of the world. If you are paying attention, you might have noticed in our gospel reading, Jesus says, you are the light of the world. We are the light of the world, but our light, of course, comes from Christ, comes from Jesus. We're called to share something of the light of Christ with a needy world. Now, the light doesn't do much if we keep it under a shade. If we keep it under a shade or under the basket, as it says in our reading, then no one can see it. Question for us, do we allow our trust in Jesus to affect our lives and to be seen by other people? Jesus says, let your light so shine before others that they see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. We can show the light and love of Jesus in all kinds of ways. One way is to support charities that help people in most need. Many of you here will support different charities. We support charities as a church. We give 10% of our income away to those charities. So you should all have a leaflet. I'd like you to turn to the leaflet that was given to you when you came in. And you'll see it has a map of the world on it. And it has arrows to where various of the charities are that we support. Many in Africa and in Asia. Many of our charities work with children in need, and it tells you more inside. We support Cecily's Fund, working with orphans in Zambia, the Institute for the Deaf in Jordan, working with children who can't hear anything, and some of them are blind as well. We support a charity working with sick children in Sri Lanka, and a charity that helps teenagers and young people learn about life and about God in South Africa. Now, you may know lots about these charities, but you may not, especially if you're new to our church. So do stay afterwards at coffee time to see the very short slideshow that tells you more about these charities. Now, I said, and you look at the map, a lot of these charities are in different parts of the world. But we also support charities much nearer to home. And one of them is the Passantenhilfe, which helps homeless people here in Bern.
So, many of you will have seen this box, which is usually in the porch, and we invite people to bring donations to put in the box, and when it's full, we take it to the Passantenhilfe to help
the home that's in Burn. It's got food and toiletries in it. And I think some of the children and families have brought some donations this morning, so if you brought something, I'd like you to bring it forward and put it in the box now. Thank you, Charles and Elizabeth. Thank you. And I hope we may have some more from some of the adults. We'll take this to the back at the end, and you can add in some more things later. Thank you very much. Fantastic. That's wonderful. It's nearly full already. Fantastic. Thank you very much, Samuel. Now, of course, supporting charities is not the only way that we can show the love of Jesus. We can also show kindness and care to people we know, especially those in need, whether it's friends at school, neighbours, family, and particularly those nobody else seems to care about. We can listen to those who are upset, we can visit those who are sick, and we can pray for those who need encouragement. All these are ways we can show God's love. But we don't only show God's love by what we do, we are also called to tell people the good news about Jesus and all that he has done for us. Remember the Christingle? It has the candle. Jesus came as a light who died for us. It has the red ribbon. He died to forgive us our sins. And we share that good news with others. In our reading from Romans that Sandra read for us, we heard about God's love for us all. The same Lord is Lord of all and generous to all who call on him. But people are not going to call Jesus Lord if they don't know anything about him. Maybe that's true even of some of our family and friends. Are there ways that we can bring the good news of Jesus to those close to us? Now, sharing the good news is the first of the marks of mission of the Anglican Church. So I would like someone, Charles, would you like to come and hold this up for me as high as you can? Can you see what it is? Really high up. It says good news. Yeah. Now, sometimes maybe we're a little bit embarrassed or ashamed about our faith in Jesus and we want to keep it really quiet. We don't tell people we come to church. Maybe we need to ask God's help to be able to share about Jesus and about what Jesus means to us, to others. So that's one of the first marks of mission of the Anglican Church. We also are called to do that as a church. And we've recently started running an Alpha course, so that's a course for people who are not sure what they believe, to hear about it and to ask questions. We're called to share the good news with others. The second of our marks of mission, Elizabeth, do you want to hold this one up for me? Can you hold it up? There you go. Can you see what's on there? Yeah? It's the Bible, yeah, and that's communion, and that's what's that? See what that is? Lots of people in church. Yeah? Can you hold that really high up? The second mark of mission we're called to do is to help Christians to grow in their faith by reading the Bible, by receiving communion, and by finding fellowship with each other. And a lot of what we do in church is this, isn't it? We do that to help one another and others to grow in their faith. And our new house groups hopefully will help us to do that even more. The third mark of mission. Samuel, do you want to hold this one? Stand over here. What's on that?
Two hands.
Two hands. Do you think they're what are they doing, do you think? They're holding hands. Maybe they're supporting each other. Do you think two people helping each other maybe? Or one person helping someone else? Do you think? So if you hold that one up, that's what we've been talking about earlier. We're called to help people in need, whether it's by giving to charity or supporting friends and neighbours, those we know who need help. That's the third mark of mission. Okay, Emily, Lucas, would you like to come? One of you would like to come and hold this one up. Of the Anglican Communion. Final one, Emily, do you like to hold this one? this up. Come and hold this up. Yeah?
God